The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
And this daf says Tanu Rabbanon, which usually means we learned in a Braisa, Hasufganim, Vehadushonim, Vehaskeritin, Vehalas Hamesores, Vehameduma, Peturim and Achal. The Gemara is quoting supposedly a Braisa, but it's actually a Mishnah that these kinds of breads are potter from Chala. When somebody needs these types of breads, they don't have to separate challah. What are these things? Sufganim, Rashi says, is a type of bread that's made like a sponge. Dushonin, Rashi says, is a bread that's fried in honey. Iskeritin, Rashi says, is a dough, a bread that's made out of a dough that's very soft. Chalas HaMesores, there's a whole explanation later on in the Gemara. And Meduma means, if there's a bread that's made out of chulin, that there was truma mixed into the chulin. So these kinds of breads are potter from challah. The Gemara is apparently bringing this in because the sugya is discussing different breads that a person could make on Pesach. Could be used for matzah and could be stamazoi made on Pesach. And so the Gemara discusses Agav Orcha, the Gemara brings in other halachas of breads. Which breads are chayiv and challah, which breads are potter and challah. As I mentioned before, this is really a Mishnah in challah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, and the focus of today's shir will be on Dufshonim, this type of bread called Dufshonim. Rashi, as we said, explains Dufshonim means a bread that's fried in honey. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and the Rav in his explanation on the Mishnayis, in one of his explanations, explained Dufshonim in another way. They explained Dufshonim that it's a bread that was made with honey, it was kneaded with honey instead of with water. In other words, instead of making the bread with flour and water, it was made with flour and honey. The missionary Shaina asks, and the Rambam and Rav, how could they say that Dufshonim means a dough that was made out of honey? And the Mishnah says that such a thing is potter from challah. When there's a Mishnah later on in Perek Bey's Mishnah Bey's that says that dough that's made out of fruit juice is chayiv and challah. In other words, the Mishnah Rishayna is understanding like this. If it's a dough that's made out of honey, that's clover honey, honey produced by bees, then it's for sure chayiv and challah. There's no possibility in the world that such a dough should be part of challah. Because if it's a dough made out of any of the shivas hamashkin, any of the seven liquids that we consider halachically as liquids, which are yad shoch adam, yayin, dvash, shemen, cholov, tau, dam, and mayim, so then any dough made with those liquids are for sure considered dough and are for sure considered bread and are chayiv and challah. And when we say honey as one of the shivas hamashkin, we mean honey, as the Mishnah says in Machshirin explicitly, honey made by bees. So the Mishnah Rishayna is understanding that it can't be that the Rambam and the Rav understand that dvash, dushonim, bread made out of flour and honey is honey made out of bees. It must be honey as honey made out of a fruit, such as from dates. When the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael that it's Eretz Zavas Cholav Dvash, it's a land that flows with milk and honey, there it's referring to the honey coming from dates. And therefore, the Mishnah Rishayna is asking that if the type of honey we're discussing is honey that's made out of fruit, So then that is future. And then that's included in the Mishnah in Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, which says that any dough that's made out of fruit juice is chayiv and challah. So how could the Rambam explain our Mishnah that dufshani means a dough that was kneaded with honey and be potter from challah? LMI, the correct pshat, is got to be like Rashi. That dufshani means dough that was fried in honey. The missionary Shaina gives his own tarets to the Rav and the Rambam. He says that you could say that the Rav and the Rambam learned that our Mishnah that says it's pata, if it's kneaded with honey, means that it was never baked in the oven. The Mishnah later on that says that it's chayiv and challah, that's if it later on was baked in the oven. However, in our Mishnah it's talking about that it was either baked in the sun or cooked. And in such cases, it could only be chayiv for the way it was kneaded. And since it was kneaded with honey, it will be pata. Whereas the Mishnah later on is saying that it's chayiv and challah because of the way it's baked, not because of the way it's kneaded. Perhaps, as we'll see through this discussion of the shir, another way to answer the Rambam. Let's go focus on that Mishnah in Perek Beis and Challah Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah in Challah Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, as we said, says that dough that's kneaded with fruit juice is chayiv and challah. If you look in the Rash on that Mishnah, he brings on a Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi brings on a machloikis if everybody agrees to this halacha. The Yerushalmi brings down that there are shittas that say that if dough is made from fruit juice, it's potter from challah. How could a Amiroyim in a Yerushalmi disagree with the Mishnah? They're coming from the way these Amiroyim learn. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Tfilyoyim that brings down the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that disagrees with the Mishnah in Challah. So in essence, the Yerushalmi has one Amira that says that it's really a Machloikis Tanoim whether dough that's kneaded with fruit juice is Chayiv and Challah or Potter from Challah. Now, in what's the explanation of this machloikis, whether it's chayiv and challah, whether it's potter from challah? So we find there's two mahalchim how to learn why those that want to say a dough that's kneaded with fruit juice is potter from challah say that it's potter from challah. The Vilna Gaon, in his explanation to the Mishnah of challah, the way he learns, the reason why the Tana and Amoira that say that it's potter from challah is because fruit juice doesn't have the power to make the dough be considered halachically connected. In order for a dough to be chayiv and challah, you have to have a shear, you have to have a certain amount. And if the dough is not considered connected, so then it won't be chayiv and challah because it's lacking the shear. It doesn't have the full size of challah. Only one of the Shivas HaMashkim have that power to connect the dough to make it be considered one, whereas fruit juice does not have such a power to halachically connect it. According to this explanation, the entire halacha is that fruit juice, that dough made out of fruit juice, is potter from challah, does not mean that the dough is not considered a bread. When it's baked, it won't be considered a bread. It's a regular bread. It's just that it's a bread that doesn't have a size. It's not connected. It's looked at as if it's many, many pieces of flour all sitting next to each other but disconnected. And according to this, the whole halacha will only be applicable to challah, which needs a shear, and to tumah, which also needs a shear, but not for hilchos brachos. In other words, according to the Vilna Gaon, this opinion that says that dough made out of fruit juice is potter from challah will say that if you make the dough, you knead the dough and you bake it and you eat it, you'll have to make a birkas hamoitzi and a birkas hamazon, because such bread is regular bread. Halachically, it's considered bread. Just it's considered a bread that has no size. However, we find that the Or Sameach, the Avnei Nezer, and in truth, it's not just the or Sameach and Avni Nezer is also a Or Zeruah, a Melech Or Zeruah, in the name of his father, the Or Zeruah, that says a whole different reason. They say the reason why dough that's baked with fruit juice is potter from challah, according to this opinion, is because it's not considered dough. And they say the Melech Or Zeruah says explicitly that therefore the bracha will be boirei minei mezoinis. You will not make the bracha of hamotzi. So this is all to explain the opinion of the Manda Amr and the Yushalmi, who's explaining a Tana that says that dough made out of fruit juice is potter from challah. How do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef says that the Rashba and the Rambam paskin that if you have dough made out of fruit juice, it's chayiv in challah, like the way the Mishnah in challah says. But the Rosh and the Or Zeruah hold that it's potter from challah. And the Beis Yosef says, since the Beis Yosef feels that the Deo, the opinion of the Rambam and the Rashba, overrides the opinions of the Rosh and the Or Zeruah, and therefore it's chayiv in challah. The Shach, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shach right away says that it's a suffix. The Shach says the Rosh disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch did not bring down any other opinion. The Shulchan Aruch just says, dough made out of fruit juice, it's chayiv in challah. The Shach says no. The Rosh disagrees. And the Rav is also mesupik. And therefore, if somebody makes bread out of fruit juice, it's a suffix, and they should take off challah but not make a bracha. So according to the Shach, which the Chayyur would be the simplest way out of paskin, it would be a sveika de dino, a suffix de halacha, if dough, dough made out of fruit juice, is potter or chayv in challah, and therefore if someone does make such a dough, they would be required to take off challah but without a bracha. Perhaps many of us do not make such doughs so often. However, there's a very, very practical application of this halacha. As you all know, there's bread served and sold in many places that are called mezoinis rolls. And perhaps some of you have heard of the different tumults about these mezoinis rolls, these rolls, breads that are sold and marketed as mezoinis rolls. Are they actually, in fact, mezoinis? Do you in fact, make a bracha mezoinis ala michya, or should you actually make a hamoitzi and birkas hamazon on these rolls? Based on what we saw, we can understand that, according to the Shach, one would make a boirei minei mezoinis. In other words, there are mezoinis rolls. I cannot vouch for all the mezoinis rolls that are marketed. But if a roll is made strictly out of fruit juice without any water, so then it would be included in this halacha that we're discussing. And as we said, according to the Shach, if you have a dough that's made out of fruit juice, then it's a suffix if it's chayiv in challah or potter from challah. Now, we also, although we saw a machloikis of what does that mean, it's potter from challah or chayiv in challah, we had two ways how to understand whether it's potter or chayiv in challah. According to some opinions, the reason why it's potter from challah is only because it doesn't have a size. And according to other opinions, it's because it's not considered bread. And we said it's only going to be according to the opinions that it's not considered a bread that you would make a boirei minei mezoinis. Nevertheless, based on the fact that the Shach says it's a suffix, and when it's a suffix, we'll make a mezoinis. And even though it's only one opinion that says it's only one way of understanding that this halacha will carry over to Hilchas Brachos, nevertheless, there's a Sefer Pischei Halacha that brings down in the name of Ibn Yashiv Zatzal and Yibaldim Mechaim Nechaim Yitzchaim Kinyevsky Shlita, that if somebody eats bread that was kneaded with only fruit juice, even if you don't taste the fruit juice, you will make a boirei minei mezoinis. Even it's considered a valid sofik la halacha of whether it's considered bread or not bread. And when you have a valid suffix, you'll make a mezoinis. And therefore, say of the Yashiv, that you make a bayim in a mezoinis if it's made only out of fruit juice without any water or the other shivas hamashkim, a person would make a mezoinis and an alamichya. And there's actually a primegodim in Mishpat Zov, Simikuf Samachas, called involved, that says the same thing, that a person, if they eat that kind of bread, would make a mezoinis and an alamichya. However, it's important to note that although we're saying that if you have bread that's made with only fruit juice, the bracha will be b'yamin mezoinis and alamichya, due to this topic of whether it's considered bread or not bread. However, that's only if you have two conditions. Number one, it has to be that it was made with only fruit juice. Without any amount of the Shivas HaMashkim. As the Orech HaShulchan says in Hilchos Challah, Siman Shin Chav Tes of Katan Gimel, that it's only if there's none of the Shivas HaMashkim, even the smallest amount. It's insufficient to have that it's a majority of other liquids. It has to be strictly only fruit juices and none of the Shivas HaMashkim. That's condition one. And condition two is that we find that the Poiskim, the Minchas Shloimeh, the Minchas Yitzchak say that juice made from concentrate is not considered fruit juice. So when you have a bread made from juice, it has to be that it was real juice, not juice from concentrate. And this halacha is applicable to mezonos rolls, is applicable to some kinds of pizza. The bread that the pizza is made with has only fruit juice kneaded into the dough, and therefore such doughs will be mezoinis ala michya. With this, we can get back to the question that we started off with on the sheet of the Rambam. As we said, we had a big question on the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rav, they learned that tufshonin, dough that's made with honey, kneaded with honey, is potter from challah. So the question was, how could it be potter from, how could they learn that this is the pshat of tufshonin? There's a mefurash mishnah later on that says that if it's made with fruit juice, it's chayiv in challah. So if you learn, we mentioned before that the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam paskins that if it's made out of fruit juice, it's actually chayiv in challah. Because the Rambam paskins, not like that man, the Omer and the Yushalmi, that patters it from challah. However, other opinions disagree of what the Rambam holds. Avnei Nezer strongly disagrees with the Beis Yosef on how to understand the Rambam. And according to the Avnei Nezer, the Rambam's opinion, the halacha, is that if you have dough made out of fruit juice, it's potter from challah. In other words, the Rambam paskins like that man, the Amr and the Yushalmi, that the Mishnah in Tzulyoyim disagrees with the Mishnah in Challah. Like that, we could explain that it could be the Rambam was explaining this Mishnah in Perak Aleph according to that Mishnah in Tzulyoyim. The Rambam holds the halacha, the ikir is that it's potter from Challah. So maybe when he was explaining this Mishnah of Dushanah, he held that this Mishnah disagrees with that Mishnah. According to the Rambam, it's a machlokes tanoim, this is actually the way we paskin, that when it's made with fruit juice, it's potter from challah. If so, the whole question will fall off. So let me just summarize the maskana. What comes out of the halacha is based on the psak of Ibn Yashiv Zatzal, in Yibod Mecham, Zecham Yochem Kinyevsky, Shlita, that if you have dough that's made strictly out of fruit juice, it's a sofik. If it's chayiv in challah or potter from challah, the safik is the bracha is bayer mini mezoinis or hamoitzi, and therefore me safik when it comes to challah, one should take off challah but not recite a bracha. And when it comes to hilchos brachis, they would make a bayer mini mezoinis and alamichya versus a hamoitzi and birkas hamazon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.